Today on The Journey.
Anger. As ugly as it is on the outside, man, we all know how ugly it is on the inside, don't we? A boiling in our heart when anger gets the best of us.
Anger can serve you, and it can be your master. In the latter case, it will steal your holiness, your joy, and even your health. So on today's broadcast, Ron Moore shares scriptural wisdom for controlling your anger and making it your righteous servant. Before that, we want you to know about Ron's study notes on the book of Proverbs. Proverbs has been called the best parenting book ever written, and this interactive study booklet will guide you through its key verses, helping you raise responsible, godly children. It's yours for a gift of any amount. Remember, your donation will help further our ministry of developing followers of Jesus Christ. Now here's Ron with the message, Living Rightly, on The Journey.
Okay, so they're called the seven deadly sins. Pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, anger, laziness. Which of these sins do you think is the most fun? Here's what one theologian says. Of the seven deadly sins, anger is possibly the most fun. To lick your wounds, to smack your lips over grievances long past, to roll over your tongue at the prospect of bitter confrontations still to come, to savor to the last toothsome morsel both the pain you are given and the pain you are giving back, in many ways is a feast fit for a king. The chief drawback is that you are wolfing down yourself. The skeleton at the feast is you. One thing for sure, if we don't control anger, anger controls us. Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Proverbs, written by King Solomon, the third king of Israel. And Solomon wrote this book specifically for the next generation. He wrote it to parents to teach their children. This is a divinely inspired parenting textbook. And Solomon tells us in chapter 1, verse 7, and then in chapter 9, verse 10, that the distinguishing factor of his Proverbs is God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's where it starts. The fear of the Lord, not a cowering fear, but an awe and respect and a love for God. That's the capstone of true wisdom. And when you see the word God in Proverbs, it's the word Yahweh. It's always translated Lord with all caps. And Yahweh is that covenant God. He's that God of relationship. He's that God who cares for us. He's that God who loves us. That's the God Solomon is talking about. And he presents two people. The first person is the wicked person. This is the one who rejects God. They have nothing to do with God. They don't love God. They don't care to know God. They're going to live their life the way they want to. And in the book of Proverbs, this person is described as a fool. There's also another person. This person is called righteous. This is the person who fears God, who loves God, who has an awe for God, a respect for God, who wants to worship God with all of their lives. And this person is called wise. Now again, in Proverbs, we have this word, righteousness, and we need to break that down because righteousness has two parts. There's the position of righteousness and the practice of righteousness. So our position, when we've trusted in Jesus Christ alone as the only way to have a relationship with the living God, we have the position of righteousness. We have a right standing before God. Nothing can ever change that because of Jesus, not because of what we have done, but because of what Jesus did for us and our trust in him. Right standing before God. Now, as those who have a right standing before God, we want to practice that. We want to put it into application. We want to put it into our daily lives. That's the practice of righteousness. That's doing the right things. We could call that, in one word, obedience. And so he talks about all the practical stuff that we need to do and teach our kids, the fear of the Lord. And today, we want to consider this emotion that, if not handled correctly, can eat us alive. Now, to be clear, anger is not always a bad emotion. Paul says this, Ephesians 5, 26 and 27, be angry, but don't sin, and don't let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. A lot of times we say, yeah, if you're angry with someone, you don't go to bed before you make amends with them. That's not what that means. I believe it means get passionate about the right things and do something about it. Do what God's called you to do. So there's a positive side of anger, right? But that's not what Solomon's going to teach us about today. Solomon is not addressing what we sometimes call righteous indignation. Solomon is addressing the dark side of anger. He is addressing the door slamming, fist pounding, verbal tirade type of anger when we express it. And he's addressing the targeted anger. You know what targeted anger is? I'm not going to be angry at work because I wouldn't want my boss to see me. I'm not going to be angry at church because it might mess up my halo a little bit, and God forbid that that would happen. So I'll target people at home, husband or wife or kids, targeted anger. And then there's suppressed anger. Suppressed anger just is that boiling inside. It comes out at some point, but it shows up in envy and jealousy and bitterness and resentment. Anger is always fathered by pride. I have been hurt. I have been wronged. I have been insulted. I've been slighted. And I am angry. And I'm going to get back. Proverbs 18, 19 says this, a brother offended is more unyielding than a strong city. And quarreling is like the bars of a castle. There are some people who, if they're offended, it's like they're more unyielding than a fortified, strong city with big walls. They quarrel and they cause strife, and they are like big iron gates of a castle. You can't get it down. When they're offended, that's it. Now, Scripture has a lot of words that are translated anger. One means to foam at the mouth. One means indignation. One means a storming rage. One means heat or fury. One means to burn with anger. But you know what the most common Hebrew word for anger is in the Old Testament? It's the same word for nose or nostrils or facial expressions. The Hebrew language is very picturesque. And so when someone is angry, their face sets, their nostrils flare. As ugly as it is on the outside, man, we all know how ugly it is on the inside, don't we? A boiling in our heart when anger gets the best of us. So what I want to do is consider three characteristics of anger, and then we're going to look at several points of application. So let's start with the characteristics. Number one, anger acts out. Some point or another, the quick temper describes a person who flies off the handle. Proverbs 14, 17, a man of quick temper acts foolishly. A man of evil devices is hated. Quick temper acts foolishly, flies off the handle at a moment's notice. Don't control their emotions. When we're angry, we say and do ridiculous things, don't we? Stupid things that we later regret. A word we deliver that we wish we could get back. An emotion that spills out on others. Problem is, you can't undo what you've done. Proverbs 14, 29 says, he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. I love that construction there. Exalts folly means he puts folly out to full measure. He is reckless. He is foolish. He does irrational things at the full notice of everyone around him or her. The actions of one with a hasty temper are rash. They're regrettable. And even when it's suppressed, sooner or later, it just spews out on everyone. Anger acts out. Secondly, anger keeps the emotional pot stirred. Look at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 18. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, always sowing dissension among friends, always an issue. You know those people, right? There's always an issue. If it's not with the person, it's with the company. If it's not with the company, it's with the government. If it's not with the government, it's with somebody else. Always has an issue, not satisfied. If there's not some type of friction moving in their heart, always in conflict, and social media allows that, doesn't it? If you weren't angry, just look through your Facebook page and then you're going to be angry. Always unhappy. A hot-tempered person likes to keep others agitated. And when you hang around a person like that, you get dragged into their emotions. Proverbs 29:22, a man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgressions. Get that? Causes much transgressions. Here's the third one. Anger acts out, keeps emotional pot stirred. Anger lacks self-control. Proverbs 25:28. A person without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. So think of a fortified city, right? Big old walls, no one can get into it. But a person without self-control is like a city that's walls have been caved in. They are vulnerable. They are without walls. They are defenseless. They reveal their true nature all the time. Vulnerable to saying and doing regrettable things. There is no self-control. Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool gives full vent to his spirit. He lets it all hang out. No control, no filter. Whether it's anger or bitterness or frustration, any emotion, no self-control. A fool does that. Now, again, we said that the wicked is described as a fool. He is a fool because he's not trusting in God. But as believers, we can do foolish things. And when we are letting our anger go out, we are acting like a fool. We're acting like we don't know God. All right, so those are the characteristics. What are we going to do about these things? How are we going to attack these things? How are we going to deal with anger in our lives? Here's our application from Proverbs. Number one, stay away from an angry person. Proverbs 22:24-25, make no friendship with a man given to anger. Not a person who gets irritated every now and then. It literally says a possessor of anger. That's who they are. Don't go with a wrathful man. If you do, here's what's going to happen. You're going to learn his ways. You're going to start being angry too. You're going to say, why am I upset all the time? Because I'm hanging around an angry person. And you're going to entangle yourself in a snare. You're going to sin. And not only might you sin, but if you hang around an angry person long enough in the right situations, they're going to come at you. How many innocent people have died, literally died, because of a friendship with a person who couldn't control their emotions? Stay away from an angry person. Proverbs 29:22. A man of wrath stirs up strife. One given to anger causes much transgressions. Proverbs 22:10. Drive out a scoffer and strife will go with the scoffer. And quarreling and abuse will cease. Stay away from an angry person. Number two, application. Submit continually to the Spirit's control. Galatians chapter 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Man, that is just the antithesis of anger, isn't it? That's what the Spirit produces. Against such things there is no law, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, pride, provoking one another, stirring up strife, envying one another, that boiling anger inside. We don't do that. And on our own, we're going to do it. So what do we do as believers? We continually submit ourselves to the Spirit's control. Proverbs 16:32, whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He who rules his spirit than one who takes a city. Solomon says, if you can rule your spirit, you are mightier than a great conqueror who can go in and take a city. Proverbs 17:27-28, whoever restrains his words has knowledge. He who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. And when he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. Had a professor, Howard Hendricks, who used to say, it's better to remain silent and look foolish than open your mouth and remove all doubt. That fool, he just keeps silent. People think he's intelligent. 29:11. A fool gives full vent to his spirit. Remember, he just lets it all hang out. That's who he is. He's a possessor of anger. But a wise man, this righteous man, he quietly holds it back. He's got passion. He's a sinner, but saved by grace, a right standing before God. The Holy Spirit lives in him. He says, God, please help me hold it back. I don't want it to go out. Please help me live a life pleasing to you and not let me show the anger. Third application. Don't get dragged into an angry person's issues. Proverbs 3:30, do not contend with a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. If someone comes and says, I'm really irritated at so-and-so, just say, you know what? I'm not irritated at so-and-so, and I'm not going to let you drag me in to get irritated with so-and-so. Proverbs 20, verse 3, it is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. Proverbs 26:17, whoever meddles in a quarrel, not his own, is like one who takes a passing dog by the ears, a wild dog by the ears. How foolish would you be to take a wild dog by the ears? Because you take a wild dog by the ears, you are going to get bit. Number four, pick your emotional engagements prayerfully. Sometimes we have to deal with situations, but pick them prayerfully. Proverbs 19:11, good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. Sometimes you have to say, God, that really bugged me. That irritates me. Is it worth doing anything about it? Is it worth talking to that person? Is it worth getting involved in it? Is it worth another minute of my emotions? A couple more. Be a calming influencer. Don't amplify a situation. Don't exacerbate a situation. Proverbs 15:18. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention. Don't you love a person like that? They kind of walk in a room and they say, it's the soothing factor in the room. It's the calming influence. Quiets contention. Proverbs 17:14. The beginning of strife is like letting out water. So beginning of strife is like you have a pitcher of water and you start pouring it out. And the proverb continues, so quit before the quarrel breaks out. Quit pouring out the water. Don't get involved in that conversation. Just calm it. Maybe you just steer it another direction, or if you need to, just say, you know what? I'm not going to get involved in that. I'm going to stop at least the internal spring before it floods my heart. Proverbs 26, 20 and 21, for the lack of wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no whisperer, no gossiper, quarreling ceases. As charcoal to hot embers and wood to the fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife. When you stop the string of emails, when you stop responding on Facebook, when you stop the text messaging back and forth, the fire goes out. When you quit telling other people about it, when you quit telling other people how irritated you are, when there's no whisperer, the quarreling ceases. And then here's a beautiful passage, Proverbs 10, 12. Hatred stirs up strife. That's just what happens. But love covers all offenses. It's the fruit of the Spirit. One more. If you have an anger issue and you know it, or if you've been told it, get Christian counseling. Proverbs 24:6 says this, for by wise guidance you can wage your war. I love that. By wise guidance, when you have some help, when you have a counselor, you can wage your war. God, I got an anger issue. I'm going to wage my war against it. Can't do it on my own. I got to have your Spirit guiding me through this. And I'm going to get some people to come around and give me guidance to wage this war. In abundance of counselors, there's great victory. But you see, you got to admit you have an issue before you seek help. And a lot of people don't like to do that because that goes back to that father of anger. And what's that? Pride. And then I'd have to say I was weak. And then I'd have to say I can't handle this on my own. And then I'd have to say I got a problem. But if you got a problem, and we all do, we need people to come around us and help them out to wage our war against the problem. When by the Holy Spirit, our emotion of anger and passion is controlled, man, we can do some great things for God. But when anger controls us, man, it is a dangerous and sinful emotion. Suppressed anger will eat you from the inside out. Remember what that theologian said? The chief drawback to anger is that you are wolfing it down yourself. The skeleton at the feast is you. So we want to be those who use our passion to do great things for God, to follow hard after Him.
And please stay with us. Ron will be back with a preview of our next broadcast right after this. Parenting in the modern world is challenging and sometimes exhausting. But there's real help to be found in an ancient book. The Proverbs contain wisdom deeply rooted in an understanding of God and people. But the book is not theoretical. It's a practical instruction manual for parenting in the real world. To help apply its wisdom to your life and family, Ron has prepared an easy and interactive study guide. It's titled Proverbs, Everyday Wisdom, Everyday Life. In it, you'll discover what it means to fear God, the blessings of humility, the importance of friendship, and how to live with purity in a sex-crazed world. The Proverbs Study Guide is yours for a donation of any amount when you visit ronmoore.org. Again, that web address is ronmoore.org. Or you may call 724-731-2018. That's 724-731-2018. Now here's Ron with a look at our next time together.
Solomon in Proverbs said it like this, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And today we're going to learn what Solomon has to say about the power of words.
We hope you'll join us for that message next time. Also, we want to send you a copy of Ron's interactive study guide on the book of Proverbs. It's titled Proverbs, Everyday Wisdom, Everyday Life. This booklet is yours for a gift of any amount, and you can get it at ronmoore.org. Again, our address is ronmoore.org, or you may call 724-731-2018. That's 724-731-2018. And by the way, we'd like to invite Pittsburgh area listeners to visit our church website at biblechapel.org. There you'll find information about our area campuses and their ministries. They're located in Robinson, Ross Draver, South Hills, Washington, and Wilkinsburg. Again, that address is biblechapel.org. And if the journey has brightened your day and deepened your walk with Christ, please tell your friends and family about our program. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join Ron Moore next time as we walk together on the journey.